I'm telling you, boss, ain't nothing out here but water and what looks like a spill of waterlogged tampons. I laugh and sit up, the bands of my lounge chair bending beneath my shifting weight. Woodstock, you realize this is not a phone call, right? Collins can hear you? While we were lounging about, we're all wearing comms, if only to maintain Woodstock's belief that we're hard at work while he flies about. So can I, Migo says. Well, Woodstock says. I smile at the approaching punchline, fueled by his insensitivity to women's issues. Are they your tampons? There's a click, and I know that Migo, now a full-fledged young woman embarrassed at even the very hint of such things, even with me, is likely beaming red. When it comes to ovaries and all the things that come with them, only Collins has her ear. Not Joliet, not Lily, who has her own set of unique issues, thanks to being a hybrid of human, panther, and who knows what else. Her webbed feet and gills suggest a little amphibian and fisher in the mix. She laid eggs, after all, from which hatched the girls, three big black cats that now guard the FCP's main property. In comparison to Lily, Migo has it easy. Even though her strength, her speed, and her ability to feel my emotions and sometimes thoughts all make her equally unique, she's just more human than Lily, on the outside. On the inside, who knows? And who cares? I only think of her as my daughter now. I have a daughter and a wife. It was just a few years ago that I was a slacker agent at the ass end of the Department of Homeland Security. John Hudson, director of Jack and Shit, otherwise known as Fusion Center Paranormal, FCP for short. Lead investigator into the threats against the United States that included everything from Sasquatch to Chupacabra. Now in the wake of multiple kaiju events resulting in the destruction of several major cities inside and outside the U.S., I'm the director of the world's most cosplayed agency. I'm also filthy rich and the owner of Zoomb, Google's only real competitor in the search engine and future tech industry, thanks to the surprising generosity of my frenemy, Katsu Endo, who may or may not be alive inside the kaiju known as Nemesis, and she hasn't been seen since returning to the Pacific Ocean. I'm also married to Ashley Collins, the tougher-than-me ex-sheriff who kept her maiden name, which I'm totally okay about, not insecure at all. I have an adopted kid, previously Migo Tilly, now Migo Hudson. She was murdered by her biological father and very dead until her DNA was used to spawn an ancient goddess of vengeance, Nemesis, who gave birth to Migo after saving Washington, D.C. from a horde of her own genetic brethren. It's a mouthful, but that's the short version. The long version would take something like, what, three books? That Migo's current issues aren't much more severe than those of other teens is a relief, and says a lot about her character. So what if she's quiet most of the time? Who wouldn't be after being the conscience for a monster that destroyed cities and consumed thousands of people? She remembers every kill, what people tasted like. I'd get in line for a padded cell after that. She just wants to be treated like everyone else. And no one excels at that better than Woodstock. The old pilot, grinning behind his bushy mustache, irks the girl something fierce. But while she storms away, groaning from whatever uncomfortable subject he's brought up, I always see a hint of a smile. So I don't chastise Woodstock for the tampon comment. That's my wife's job. Woodstock, she says, and that's all the threat that's needed. As long as I'm up here and you're way the hell down there. Woodstock starts his here sounding like hea, and his there sounds something like thea, thanks to his thick main accent, but Collins cuts him short. I have a long memory, Collins says, and I know how you old-timers need your sleep. Woodstock's only reply is indistinct grumbling. Finish your sweep and call it a day, I say. Holler if you see something. The something this time around is the great New England sea serpent. There are more than 200 separate reported appearances of the creature, seen by more than 2,000 people since the first settlers arrived at the Gulf of Maine in the 1600s. On some occasions, hundreds of people lining the beach witnessed it swim past. In Gloucester, which is just north of the FCP headquarters in Beverly, Massachusetts, two of the serpents hung out in the harbor for days on end. While reports of strange creatures have skyrocketed in the past few years, there's even an entire DHS department tasked with weeding out illegitimate claims, creatures with mounds of historical evidence jumped to the top of our growing list of cases.